on this day with Gunners and Ali.
It's Friday the 10th of December. Let's find out what happened on this day.
She played Laurie in The Partridge Family. American actress Susan Day today is 69.
Lead singer and guitarist with British band
Wang Chung.
Jack Hughes is 67.
Don't know if I said that right. Paul Hardcastle.
In Vietnam, he was 19.
Yep, he's the guy with the stutter. The English vocalist today, 64.
No longer with us, but born on this day, Michael Clark Duncan. He was born in 1957, passed away in 2012. The US actor was best known for playing the prisoner John Coffey in The Green Mile.
Yes, the boss. I can talk.
He was also in Armageddon, The Whole Nine Yards, Planet of the Apes, and many, many more. What a legend.
Irish-born actor and director Sir Kenneth Branagh, today 61.
And Meg White, the US drummer and backing vocalist with The White Stripes, is 47.
It was on this day in 1859 that Queensland was proclaimed a colony separate from New South Wales.
In 1868, the world's first traffic lights built near London's Parliament Square began operation.
The Surf Lifesaving Association of Australia was founded on this day in 1949.
In 1962, Lawrence of Arabia, starring Peter O'Toole, had its world premiere in London.
No prisoners!
It was nominated for 10 Oscars. Can you believe that? It won 7.
Otis Redding, the American soul singer. He was only 26 when he died on this day in a plane crash in Wisconsin in 1967.
And it was only 3 days after recording his massive hit, Dock of the Bay.
Wow.
It was on this day, 1992, Buckingham Palace finally confirmed Prince Charles and Princess Diana had officially separated.
The world premiere of The Fellowship of the Ring happened in London on this day in 2001.
We lost an incredible US comedian, Richard Pryor, passed away in 2005 at the age of 65.
And finally, Avatar, directed by James Cameron, premiered in London on this day in 2009. Of course, it became the biggest box office movie of all time.
And we're expecting the sequel as well. It's been coming for a few years now, but December 2022 is apparently when it's going to be released.
Just a few of the things that happened on this day for the 10th of December.